The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Have you ever wondered how high birds can fly? I mean, we imagine cranes winging over the Himalayas, but it's hard for people to even walk up to the top of those mountains, which can reach 8,000 meters. So how about the Ruppell's griffon vulture, native to Central and East Africa? They were confirmed to cruise at over 11,000 meters after one collided with an airplane at that altitude. So what keeps these high flyers going? There are certainly physical adaptations that allow birds to reach exceptional heights. For instance, they do not appear to suffer from altitude sickness or from cerebral or pulmonary edema, so that unlike humans, they don't feel ill when at high altitude. Some bird species, like bar-headed geese, have been found to hyperventilate to increase their oxygen intake while flying. This rapid breathing makes their blood more alkaline, a change that in humans affects circulation to the brain. But geese are very tolerant of high pH alkaline conditions, so blood flow to the animals' brains and bodies remains healthy. Finally, the hemoglobin in their blood has quite a high affinity for oxygen binding, which maximizes oxygen uptake.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.